We'll be talking about the importance of learning to code later this hour to better understand and use technology. But now, can anyone decode this 21st century diplomacy?
People around the world, I'm going to do one thing. You guys behind the mic right now, we are the guys here doing one thing. We have to go back to America and take the abuse.
That's former NBA star Dennis Rodman ranting to CNN's Chris Cuomo from Pyongyang, North Korea yesterday. Today, in honor of Kim Jong-un's birthday, Rodman has assembled a 12-member team to play a demonstration game in North Korea. He says he expects to get abuse for doing this when he gets back home to the U.S., but can he actually accomplish anything in North Korea? Does Dennis Rodman even want to? We're joined by William C. Roden, sports columnist for our partner, The New York Times. Bill, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi there, John. How are things going?
You know, Rodman, I mean, I was a fan of the Bulls. Rodman was great at loose balls and rebounds. I mean, this would be the biggest loose ball and rebound if he can bring Kim Jong-un in from the cold and get Kenneth Bay, the U.S. detainee being held in North Korea, released, right?
If he could get a detainee and a hostage released, then that's sort of the bottom line, no matter how bizarre the technique is. And clearly this would be something that would be a great embarrassment to the U.S. diplomatic corps. And you've got to think that North Korea knows that. They know how embarrassing it already is that Rodman's getting access and an entree and privilege that our diplomatic corps has not even been able to sniff at. So at one level, this is far, far, far beyond basketball.
I mean, Rodman doesn't care if he's being used, right? And he's just interested in attention anywhere he can get it. I mean, it's not like one of his tattoos says Pyongyang or Dear Leader on it, right?
Right. And Rodman is a very shrewd person. Rodman knows exactly what he's doing. And he's been at this for decades. I mean, I think he was one of the first athletes I can remember who really got hip to the whole idea that the American public, or the public in general, is fascinated by bizarre stuff. I remember he was in New York to play a game. This was with the Bulls. It must have been, I don't know, 20 years ago. But I remember he was doing something that at the time I misread it sort of as like sort of the 60s kind of thing, where athletes did things, you know, for political reasons. So you would ask them, why are you doing this? And then they make a statement, you know, that, well, I'm doing this because of poverty or civil rights, or, you know. But I remember I talked to Rodman, and I asked him something, and he just kind of looked at me like I was under the planet. It became clear to me that there was no rhyme or reason to what he was doing except to have me and media ask him questions or become fascinated by it. And I think that this is clearly taken to another level. I don't think there's anything political about it. I don't think there's anything deeply philosophical about it. It's that this is what was sort of local and national in the 80s is now global.
You know, your colleagues have written very well about the interest the U.S. government has in encryption technology. You've described Rodman as a kind of an encrypted, incomprehensible character. Any chance he's working for the CIA?
Listen, I have no idea, and we all could be working for the CIA. Anything is possible. If we were to find that out in 2 years from now, would anybody really be stunned in this homeland mentality that we're in and scandal? I mean, anything is possible.
Well, in the modern history of North Korea, the U.S. mediators have gone from Jimmy Carter to Bill Richardson to Dennis Rodman. What's next? I guess we all have to ask. Bill Roden, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
William C. Roden is sports columnist for our partner, The New York Times.